Hey, what's up, folks? I got another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast free view. We did that just the other day. So much fun, and I want you to check it out, all right? The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Quick and painless and awesome. Ready to go. We did a lot of things on there, and I want you to check it out. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put 15-plus hours of content every single week on there. So when you finish my regular podcast, the free one, you might be looking for something more to listen to finish out your day. It's all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. Ben. Eric.
Eric.
You ready? Unless you got something else you wanna talk about.
No, let's get going.
All right. Okay, and it's really simple. I'm going to say a read a trivia question to Ben. You are going to bet, John, whether you think he's going to get it right or get it wrong. Like, he's going to get it. And then if he does get it right, that's a match. You win $1. Okay. And you keep doubling your money if you keep matching. It's not easy to win this game.
I would imagine.
And then, so the most you can win is $50, send you the money, and then that's it. If you get it wrong, and then you can also, let's say you have doubled your money and you're up to $16. I'll ask you each time, do you want your money or do you want to keep playing? So most people keep betting, but if not, I'll send you the whatever it is you win. So last week, Solomon won. Saul won, and he's, you don't know this, but he's one of the favorite people on this show. He's a young blind man. And he won this game, and I didn't send the check. So he reached out to me the other day, Ben, and he goes, do it.
Hey, Eric,
I need my money. He's like, I haven't got the check yet. And I'm like, oh, buddy, I forgot. I'll get it to you. So he's like chomping at the bit to get his cash. So.
Just tell him you sent it, but he just didn't see it in the mail.
Yeah, I said, yeah, oh, yeah, I did. Absolutely. So you didn't get it? Okay. All right. Where is...
How bright is Ben? So I know where to go.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah.
One of the worst.
Not great.
He doesn't know shit. Here we go. What is the capital of Oregon? John, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going against.
Well, geography is not a strong suit of mine, so.
That's what I was hoping.
All right. I know one city in Oregon. I'm probably just going to have to go with the one city I know. Yeah, let's show me Portland, Oregon, Eric.
Somebody show me Portland! No! And John has $1. He's off and running. John, you have the opportunity for me to send you $1 in the mail, or you can play for two. Up to you.
I'm rolling this thing until I go down. If I'm a degenerate gambler, let's roll this thing until I lose.
There we go. What
was the answer?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is Salem.
Oh. All right.
Question. What playing card in the deck of 52 is the symbol of love? What playing card in the deck of 52 is the symbol of love? John, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
He can't even get this wrong. I say he's going to get it right.
Well, this is where we part ways, John. This is where, yeah, you find out that yes, even I can get this wrong. Oh no,
I will at least lose. There's, if you don't get this right, this game should end.
It is. It will end.
I mean, but what I'm saying is forever. I mean, there's four suits. There's four suits in the deck.
Yeah, but he's looking for one specific card.
Oh, okay.
One specific card. You know what? If you would miss that, I'm going to
throw
that
out. Yeah, I did miss that. I thought you said what suit, not what card.
No.
Can I take a guess?
You can, but I'm going to give him another. I'm going to give you another question. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to say Queen of Hearts.
That's it.
It's actually the Nine of Hearts. So that's
what? What do you mean it's the Nine of Hearts? Why would it be the Nine of Hearts?
I'm with you. I thought it was the Queen of Hearts too. All right, let's back up. What makes plants green? Ben, I'm sorry, John, are you going to bet on or against Ben? What makes plants green?
I know this one. I'm just wondering if he knows this one.
You're at a huge disadvantage. You're at a huge disadvantage because you haven't seen him play.
Right. So I'm going to say, yes, he knows this. Damn you.
What makes plants green? John.
Think back to the third grade science. Because that's where you learned this, in third grade science.
Shut out your answer.
Shut your answer out.
Who the hell said that?
I think it might have been Jimmy.
Oh, it was.
Jimmy in beautiful Maine. Representing Maine. Patriot Nick other representing Maine. Okay. All right.
So
once again, what makes plants green? Don't John thinks you are going to get this thing. If you get it right, he wins. He's up to $2.
How many people in the chat know that? How many people on here know it?
Raise your hand if you know this. I know. Well, I saw the answer.
That's how dumb you're going to be if you miss this.
So, Eric, would you have? Wait, there's only like three people that raised their hands.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Eric would have known. There's, three. And I don't think you would have known this if you hadn't read it, right?
Tough to say. I probably would have known.
There's two words that I'm thinking he's going to say, and one of them's wrong, and one of them is a rapist drug. But go ahead.
There's one word that only thing I can think of. But it's a. I don't know what we're looking for here.
Okay.
It's a word.
I know that much. But what I'm thinking of is a process. So no. I think I'm going to get it wrong.
This will be the end of the game.
Yep. I'm going to say the only thing that I know that deals with plants. Photosynthesis.
You big dummy.
Oh, for God's sake. Tell them what it is, John.
It's chlorophyll.
Yes.
Oh, more like borophyll.
Oh,
right?
Fuck.
So it's but I was thinking he was going to say chloroform, which is that thing you put on a rag.
Right. Oh, you were trying to give me a clue.
Yeah, it was.
Shit. All right, John. Sorry. Next time, you're learning. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Let us turn to it's a lady's turn. Let's see. Let us go with the multi-talented Andrea. Come on. What's up, miss? How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Everything okay in your world?
Everything's going good.
All right. You got a little fuzzy on the signal, but I think we'll be okay. Here we go. What board games board shows the territories of Irkutsk, Yakutsk, and Kamchatka? What board games board shows the territories of Irkutsk, Yakutsk, and Kamchatka? Andrea, are you going to bet on or against Ben? Uh-oh.
I think we my service is bad. I won't move. I'm not going to move it now.
Okay, we can hear you fine. Move it. Go ahead. Okay. Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Will you repeat the question? Because my camera shut off.
Okay, no problem. What games board in a board game shows the territories of Irkutsk, Yakutsk, and Kamchatka? Gonna bet on or against
I'm gonna bet against them. I'm gonna bet against.
I'm gonna bet against you, Ben.
Yes.
What game is this, Ben, that features those things?
Oh man. This is a toughie.
Raise your hand if you know it. I actually did know this one.
Seriously?
I did. And Tarantula Farmer's son knows this. No, he's just raising his hand. Tell him we don't like smart Alex here. Is that the one that played paintball? He's like, hey, Zane, follow me. He's got to get back out there with it. All right, Ben, what is it?
damn. Risk, Eric.
It is!
Damn you, Ben. Damn you, you get me every time.
That was a guess.
Every time.
Lucky guess.
Mitt says his kid did know it. Wow, that is crazy. Dude, what?
Little bitch.
Ben.
I'm going to pinch your titty next time I see you.
Oh, God.
Suck hey. The fucking purple nipple.
What were you take me through what how it went in your head, Ben? That came
out of nowhere. I was originally going to say Oregon Trail, but that's I think that's a computer game.
I was fucking wishing you'd say something like that,
Nick.
But
so have you ever played that game, Risk?
No, I have not.
So you've never played the fucking game and you pulled that out of your ass?
Yeah.
Jesus. I thought,
well, maybe it's got to deal with areas. I don't know.
Oh my God. You do that so often and not,
See,
I mean,
that's the other thing John needs to know is I pull shit out of my ass.
Yeah. It's just, that wasn't even an educated guess.
No,
that was
not
just,
at all.
I think you have some beings from another realm that kind of edge you into these answers or somehow. That's really incredible. All right, you're out, ladies. Sorry about that. Aram, oh, Aram, get your head out of whatever it is you're doing. What are you doing there? Reading a book or something?
I'm looking up some fishing gear.
Online. Yeah.
Yep.
Is that like a Tough Mudder jersey?
Yeah, it is actually from years ago.
So you used to do those things? That like an obstacle course, right?
I did a couple with some friends, but yeah, I don't really do that stuff.
Yeah. That a Bruins hat on? You like the Bruins?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm from Boston, so.
Oh,
you know.
Fuck.
Jeez. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. You know the drill here.
Yeah, yeah.
What building, Ben, built in 1897, contains 327 miles of bookshelves? Aram, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against Ben.
What building built in 1897 contains 327 miles of bookshelves? Raise your hand if you think you know it. See a few there. See a few. Oh,
man.
Hey.
That's a lot of bookshelves.
Yeah.
I could use one of them so I could get smarter at this game.
Good one.
Well, shut up your answer.
Shut the fuck up, Jimmy. No, you're saying it wrong. It's shout your answer out. Shout out your answer today.
Let's see. Oh boy.
All right. Aram said you're not gonna get it. What is your guess?
I'm gonna say the smartest building I know of, the Smithsonian, Eric.
You know, all right. I mean, it's not right. Not what we're looking for. We're looking for the Library of Congress. You might want to start with a library with, you know, 397 miles of bookshelf. Huh. All right.
Yeah.
So that is a $1. Aram, we're going to try to double it. Here we go. What old school country and Western singer is known as the Okie from Muskogee?
I'll bet against Ben.
That's a good choice there. I don't know my country music because I'm not a fan. The Okie from Muskogee?
Okie from Muskogee.
Sounds so stupid. You said what country singer is known as that?
What old school country and Western singer is known as the Okie from Muskogee?
I'm just gonna take a random guess at this. I'm gonna say Hank Williams, Eric. Hank Williams.
All right. No, but not a bad guess, I guess.
Yeah, you're making me a little nervous on these guesses.
We were looking for Merle Haggard.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed him.
Legend. All right. That is $2.
Sorry. The other ones I had in my head were like Waylon Jennings or.
That's right in there. That's right close.
What's his face that smokes pot?
Willie Nelson.
Yes, there you go. Obviously, I didn't have it in my head because I couldn't think of his name.
Nope. Aram, we're going for $4. Yeah. Here we go, Ben. What was the infamous pseudonym of William H. Bonney? What was the infamous pseudonym of William H. Bonney? Aram, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet against Ben.
You know what a pseudonym is?
Yes and no. I know I've heard the word.
But you know what they're looking for, right? Here in this question?
No, off the top of my head.
All right, well, that's what it reads as. What was the infamous pseudonym of William H. Bonney?
This is the kind of question he gets right.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes, it is. And Aram thinks you are not going to get this right. And he is trying to win $4 now. This is a $4 question.
William Johnny. Son of a bitch. I really wish I knew what a pseudonym was right now. That would help out.
I actually don't think I know either.
I'm just, oh no.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna say, ah, shit.
Fuck. Raise your hand if you know it, audience members. William H. Bonney. A lot of people know this one. Well, about half. See, Terry is there. Terry, how come you aren't smoking a cigarette? Terry, you gotta light one up.
I'm working.
I'm working. Sorry.
Busy all the time.
All right, Ben, what do we got here? Oops, sorry. Totally interrupted you. All right, Ben, what's your guess here? What's the famous, infamous pseudonym of William H. Bonney? That's it. If you want the conclusion, the full show, it's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. Till next time, folks, thanks for the time. Bye-bye.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.